now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
The only radio station you really ever need. This is KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and in Cottonwood. And we're going to be switching over to Casey Rudy over in Cottonwood, who's the Economic Development Director for the city. And later in today's program, we're going to have County Administrator Phil Bordone. We'll be here to explain everything to you. So we'll switch it over to Cottonwood right after we hear from these commercial messages.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burn, and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Happy Thursday, everybody. And 3 weeks from today, baseball starts on KQNA. Did you know that? Well, 3 weeks from today, the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Colorado, whatever they are. And a quick message before I switch it over to Casey. Much of the United States goes on to daylight savings time Sunday night at 2 a.m. or Monday morning, 2 a.m., whatever. Anyhow, that will affect us in no way on this program. However, all our other KQ&A programs like Hugh Hewitt, Kilmeade and Friends, Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, all will start 1 hour earlier. So I know this is important for you to know that. And now, the only man in this room who knows where Pisgah, Ohio is, Casey Rooney.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Hey, I want to welcome our guest today. My guest is Gary Wagner from Rainbow Acres. And Rainbow Acres is over outside of Camp Verde. It's a beautiful location. Gary and I are going to be talking about this, but I want to definitely welcome our KQ&A Arizona Hometown Radio Group to our Talk of the Town. And calling in live from Cottonwood, Arizona, I'm the Economic Development Director for the city, and Gary Wagner is with me. Gary, welcome to KQ&A Talk of the Town.
Thank you very much, Casey. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could be with us. It's a beautiful day, and Gary and I go back a little ways. I'm on his board of directors, and his board of directors meets a few times a year over in Camp Verde at Rainbow Acres, and I know his board is made up of people from all over the country. It's a really vibrant board, and he's got a great organization. Gary, tell us a little bit about Rainbow Acres, because I'm sure there's people out there going, I wish this guy would stop talking and tell us about Rainbow Acres. What is Rainbow Acres? Who do you serve? What do you do? Tell us about it.
Well, Casey, Rainbow Acres is one of Arizona's best-kept secrets. We serve, we're a residential community rooted in Christian values that serves men and women with cognitive disabilities or intellectual disabilities. In the old days, they used to say mentally retarded. Today, it's much more accurate and appropriate to talk about intellectual or cognitive disabilities. And we serve women and men from the age of 18 to 82. They come from 21 states across the U.S., and over the years we've had individuals with us who came from Japan, from Sweden, from Hong Kong, from Canada to experience what we do at Rainbow. Our concept is called the whole life concept, and so we work at every level of human development to help individuals achieve their highest potential in spite of disabilities that they might possess or in spite of barriers to learning. We are pretty intense about that, I don't know if intense is the right word, but we're pretty committed to that kind of concept of caring for adults with disabilities.
Well, I know you, the adults that are there, I mean, I've been on your campus. By the way, it's a beautiful campus. You call the people that are there ranchers, right? Tell us about that, why you call them ranchers.
Well, the politically correct word in the industry today, talking about disabilities, is to talk about them as clients, as residents, as consumers, other words that aren't particularly flattering. Out here in Arizona, we all know that the people who really love the land and own the land and take care of the land are called ranchers. Uh-huh. And so a long time ago, at the early days of Rainbow, they settled on the term ranchers to describe the men and women who are in residence with us. I'd like to tell people that the men and women at Rainbow have old-fashioned farm ranch values. They know how to be good neighbors. They know how to pitch in and help a friend when the friend is down. They understand the meaning of a hard day's work. They understand that you have to wait on Providence to provide the yield in whatever aspect of agriculture you might be. And they understand in farming, ranching community, community is really the most important thing. Caring about your neighbors is really the most important thing. And so we act that out, and we live that out at Rainbow Acres.
Well, Gary, tell us, give us a visual of what Rainbow Acres looks like. I know, I got it in my mind. I want our listeners to be able to appreciate what it looks like, where it's located, you know, that kind of thing, and, you know, the housing arrangements and things like that.
Well, Casey, we're located about a mile and a half to the northwest of Montezuma's Castle or Cliff Castle Casino. We're kind of wedged into a little space between the Yavapai Apache Nation and the Prescott National Forest. We have a 50-acre ranch. As we were planning on building the facilities and upgrading them for the future, the board was very clear in saying we wanted first-class housing and housing that looked like it would fit in your neighborhood in Prescott or my neighborhood in Cottonwood Ranch. And so our homes are very contemporary in architecture. They accommodate 10 women or men in private rooms. And the center of a house, of a home, is kind of like the family room at our house. You know, the kitchen's nearby and the TV's going and people are engaged in conversations. That's kind of how a house might look and feel at Rainbow.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with that. I remember walking into your community center. That was what I was impressed with. You had ping pong and pool and TVs and all kinds of things for people to do. And I know that the ranchers actually do ranching, right?
Yes. We have a agricultural style program with horses and goats, and the ranchers are encouraged to learn to ride and not only ride, but to understand how you feed and care for livestock. And right next to the barn, we have a wonderful pair of greenhouses in which we grow a great deal of produce every year for consumption on the ranch. And there's something about getting your hands in the soil and planting the seeds and watching the seeds grow and the fruit develop or the vegetables develop. There's something about that that's really therapeutic. And we have a good solid crew of men and women who like to be involved either at the barn or at the greenhouse.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome. We're going to have to take a break here in just a minute, Gary, but would you mind giving your contact information to our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. We're located in Camp Verde at 2120 West Reservation Loop. And our website is www.rainbowacres.com. I'll give you a phone number in our next break.
Okay, sounds good, Gary. Hey, thank you, Gary. We'll be right back. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to pass this back over to Chuck. We'll be right back with our listeners.
That's when I say we'll be right back with our Cottonwood Call with Casey Rooney and Gary after these words.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Chain the lock on. Hey y'all, this is Jody from Norns Lock and Safe. So you aren't sure who to call when a lock is broke or you need a key for your car? I do. Norns Lock and Safe. We've been serving the Quad City area and beyond for over 20 years. And if you're not sure if we can fix it, call us. You might be surprised. We're your security specialists where no job is too big, no job is too small. Find us at normslock.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, and we're going to send things back over to Casey Rooney over there in Cottonwood. You are listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities on the Thursday roundtable, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the internet at KQNA.com. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, bring in Phil Bourdon, who is the Yavapai County Administrator, and he'll explain everything to us. Now, back to Casey. Take it away, guy.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, when you see Phil Bourdon, I want you to tell him that I said hello.
I will do that.
We go back a ways. Well, I want to welcome our guests back. For those of you who have just joined us, I am talking to Gary Wagner. Gary Wagner is the CEO of Rainbow Acres in Camp Verde. So, Gary, I have a question for you. As an economic developer, I always have to kind of go into the economic value of just about anything. And I'm wondering, what is the economic value to, let's say, the Camp Verde or the Verde Valley of Rainbow Acres? And also, what is the economic value to the ranchers that live on campus at Rainbow Acres?
Well, Rainbow Acres operates on a $5.5 million operating budget annually, and about $2.7 million of that is in salaries and benefits. So using an economic development or the Chamber of Commerce assessment of how those dollars turn over in our community, that has about a $24 million impact on an annual basis in Sedona and the Verde Valley. That's kind of startling when you think about it at first. We have been in a major capital construction process the last 20 years at Rainbow. We've invested about $21.5 million in capital construction. And when you take, and we used all local subcontractors and vendors to provide services in this construction model, and so you roll that over, and it comes out to about $129 million of economic impact on the Sedona, the Verde Valley, and the Camp Verde area. Most of our employees come from Cottonwood or Camp Verde, but since Tom Thurman is our supervisor, I got to looking a little deeper, and we actually have about 10 or 12 employees that come from Dewey, Prescott Valley, and that part of Yavapai County as well. So, you know, we have an impact quite widely across Yavapai County.
Yeah, I could tell just by spending time over there, you've got a very well-educated workforce, and they're all, you know, you have to be really committed. And I know you, I think during the break we were talking, you said you've been with Rainbow Acres for 22 years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow. That's quite
and, you asked about the economic impact.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to say about all that is fundraising has been one of my major responsibilities, and is the major responsibility of most private colleges and universities. the capital that came for our capital construction, about 90 to 95% of it came from outside of Yavapai County. And so we've had capital investors from Pennsylvania to California to Wyoming, just all across the nation. And it is that way in our annual operating budget as well. As you saw the diversity of our Board of Trustees, support for our annual operation comes from just about every one of the lower 48 states. Actually, we have some support come from Hawaii and Alaska, too. So it's a full deck.
What's the economic value for the ranchers? I mean, they get paid.
Well, you know, we have about 30 ranchers who live and work in the community or work on the ranch. And I like to say, you know, they are not a burden to the taxpayers of the state of Arizona, and they are actually contributing taxpayers because they're taxed on their wages and income just like everyone else. You know, the impact on the ranchers overall is we have a growing and expanding program. We're able to bring in new residents all the time. And so those things have a tremendous impact on the ranchers as well.
Well, let me ask you another question, Gary. Who's your typical, I don't know if you call them customers? I mean, if I had a son, if I were living in Ohio and my son had a cognitive disability, and I'm getting up in age and I'm worried about the care of my son, is that kind of like a typical sort of arrangement that you have with people? Why do people find you? Why do they come to you for this?
They come to Rainbow because of the high level of personalized care, and families are fearful that, you know, public programs are designed for the masses, and I wouldn't ever put down the public program for developmental disabilities. However, in the private sector, as we are, we're able to provide a lot more personal attention. We make sure we guarantee the safety of our residents. Those are the kind of intangibles. It gives you a peace of mind. It gives every family that comes to Rainbow with their loved one, it gives them a sense of peace of mind that their loved one's going to be cared for well into the future beyond their lifetime. And that's one thing that, you know, people are looking forward to a great deal, and it's what brings them from all over the country. We have a high level of personal attention. So your question is, you know, that we accept individuals with a wide variety of developmental disability or intellectual diagnosis and medical diagnosis, from autism, which is one of the fastest, which is one of the exploding disabilities in our country this day, and but we have people with very rare disabling conditions such as tuberous sclerosis or others that they're very rare. So our ability to work with people across the spectrum of disabilities is what attracts people to come to Rainbow. And the fact that we have modern facilities and well-prepared individuals as our employees. And the safety feature is very important. If I've got a minute, I'll tell you about a young man that came to us from San Diego. He was very capable and rode the bus system to get to work. Was a delight at the power company where he worked, and he was always there, the first one to start the coffee in the morning. But there was something missing in his life, and he wanted more. Well, his dream was to live on a ranch. And when he drove through the front gates at Rainbow, he let out a big, deep breath and said, "I'm home at last." And he likes the blue skies and the clean air and all that the rural Arizona environment has to offer, and he's thriving.
That's great. That's a success story if I've ever heard one. So if I know you've got a, I don't know if it's considered a closed campus, but if people are interested in what you do, and they need help with a family member or something like that, how would you suggest that they, you know, get involved or find you? I mean, I know you got the website and the telephone number, but do you welcome people to come over to the ranch and see what's going on?
Absolutely. While we're a gated community, the gates are open every day and during business hours, and we have tours available. People can call ahead for special consultations about admissions and financial planning. We have a full range of resources that we are happy to share with a family that has a child with special needs. And one can never start too soon to plan for a lifetime of care. And so we encourage that. So we welcome visitors. We encourage people to look at our website. We can be reached at our phone, 928-567-5231, and we're there to be of service.
Well, that's pretty obvious when you've been there for 22 years, and I know you have a great reputation in the Verde Valley, and, well, I guess you could say from all over the country, because you have people coming in from all over the country, don't you, Gary?
Yes, that's right.
That speaks to your character. And while we are winding down, Gary, I really want to thank you for being here today. But I would like you to one more time give your telephone number and website and welcome our guests to come over to your facility if they have needs that you might be able to help with.
Absolutely. So we're located off of exit 289 on I-17. And to the northwest, follow the country signboards. Our website is www.rainbowacres.com. Our phone number is 928-567-5231.
Gary, I want to thank you for being with us. I really appreciate you and all you do for the community, and it's special people like you that make the world go round and make everything better. So thank you for joining us today, Gary. And I'm going to pass it back over to Chuck and just thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you very much, Casey. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Casey, bye-bye. Casey, that was a great interview, great program. And
thank you
very much for that. Phil is here. He said to tell you bye. I mean, hi.
All right.
And
you'll
be back with us on the 29th, right?
Yes, we will. Looking forward to it.
Okay, my friend. All right. Have a good one. Thanks again.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Be back with Phil Bernone and his special guest, Roy Simmons. I think I remember him from somewhere. So we'll be back with more of the Talk of the Quad Cities on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the Internet at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock. and so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How-To Chick Seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Salami, pepperoni, and frozen waffles are among the latest food recalls in Yavapai County. The California-based Ollie Salamaria Americana Company is recalling 2 tons of meat products, including salami and pepperoni, because of listeria contamination found during routine testing. Listeria can cause fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, and loss of balance. Meanwhile, the Utah-based Kodiak Cakes is recalling all lots and codes of its blueberry chia energy waffles that were on the shelf prior to March 5th. The labels contain undeclared milk. The frozen waffles were distributed nationwide to grocery stores such as Safeway, Fry's, Walmart, and Target. More information on the recalled products is available at yavapaihealth.com. Anyone who has bought these products can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. A Bradshaw Mountain High School student has her art displayed in Washington, D.C. this month.
Late last year, a National Youth Art Month flag design contest was held. There were more than 100 entries from all over the state, but McKenna Farrell won with her innovative design of the Arizona flag. Farrell will have her flag displayed in the Youth Art Museum in Washington, D.C. She has also been awarded a check for $1,500. A celebration of the 15th annual Prescott Valley Youth Arts Month is underway following an artist's reception last night. Residents and visitors are invited to the Civic Center on Civic Circle throughout this month to see works of art by talented local students. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy through Friday. Chance rain Saturday night. I expect an overnight low of 38 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 66 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Saturday. 41 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 75 and a high on Saturday of 73. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, that's me, friend of those who want no friend. And I happen to have a couple friends here who know a lot more about stuff than I do.
It's about time you realize that.
Rolly Simmons couldn't make it. He's calling. How you doing, Rolly?
Pretty good. How are you, Chuck?
And you got the main man with you today.
I've got our county administrator here. He's covering my backside just in case I fumble.
Yeah. Phil Bordone, welcome to the microphone.
Oh, thanks very much. Glad
and,
to be here.
Monday's a big day for county administration. You get your budget submitted to by all your different departments, he said.
That's the starting point, yes. That's a starting point in the process.
Yes.
The departments are turning in their budgets on Monday, and then we work for about 3 weeks on that materials that are brought to us, and then we've compiled and present them to the board, so they get to review them, go over them, and then discuss them publicly in late April.
When does it get approved? When's the final day to approve the budget?
Budget actually gets approved first meeting in July, so they have a lot of work ahead of them.
A lot of work, and one of the things I know we need to talk about, I want to bring up, is the fact that the increase or continuing the jail tax, 0.25 cent, if that's not approved, that changes your budget.
Correct. There will definitely have to be some decisions made during the next year and 2 years on how the board would deal with their budget to address a loss of that funding.
And as you've said, everyone said, it's not a new tax. It's continuing the 0.25 cent tax.
Correct.
What, a nickel on $4.
It's going to be expiring, and what this does, nothing more than continuing the existing tax that will have been there for 20 years.
And I was at a meeting a week or so ago. CTC, Citizens Tax Committee, supports this.
They do.
If you get pass muster with them, then you know it's a fair deal.
Right. But yes. We just need to have people vote, and the big reason for our outreach.
Now that's when's the vote? May?
It's May 15th.
Yeah.
It's a mail-in, M-A-I-L, for you ladies out there. It's a mail-in vote only. And the 23rd of April, the M-A-I-L ballots will be out. And we really pressing everybody to please vote. It's very critical. Here's a couple of points for people to remember. I'm kind of jumping your
I'll go right ahead. We'll quiz him in a little bit.
But in any event, when this jail district was formed, by statute, we cannot charge the communities to house their prisoners. Now, if this fails, then we will have to go back and charge communities, which is one of the aspects that will have to be addressed. And an example for you to put the rubber on the road here is the city of Prescott will be subject to over $1 million in expense. Prescott Valley, over $750,000. We're talking serious money here. And it's money that the communities don't have.
And this is raised by sales tax.
No, this is money that they will have to pay.
No, I'm talking about now.
Right now, correct.
Because a load of this is carried by those who visit.
Half of the expense of the jail is covered by the sales tax, which is over $8 million. And it's one penny for $4 spent, one quarter of a penny on sales tax, and that's what it is. Yeah. And it brings in the highest has been about $8.8 million, but it brings in anywhere from $8.1 to $8.8 million. And obviously that's a big chunk to make up if you're going to have to make it.
You know, this is passed. It's going to pass, but you need to make sure that people understand. And, Phil, this would affect everything else that you're doing in the budget.
Yes. Chuck, this is, this is a big component. Our jail budget is $18.1 million in our budget. That's a significant amount. It's one of the primary duties the County Board of Supervisors and Sheriff have to provide is a county jail. And so that $18.1 million, as Rolly, Supervisor Simmons mentioned, half of that funding is currently brought in by a sales tax. And what Supervisor Simmons was mentioning is prior to 2000, prior to the jail district, the county had to charge cities and towns for the inmates that came in. That was the per diem that they had to pay. This tax that was voted in by the voters back in 1999, which was voted in by 70% of the voters.
Over 70%.
Yeah. The key is it then relieves cities and towns of having to try to budget that fluctuating amount that they have. And so what Supervisor Simmons was referring to is if it goes away, we're going to have to start charging cities and towns. And we think that'll make up about $2.2 million of that $8.8 million in revenue. Mm-hmm. You'll still have a significant amount of revenue missing. So we are, the Board of Supervisors, working with the sheriff, did put this out to the voters for an all-mail-in election on May 15th. They're asking the citizens to consider extending it for 20 years. Almost one-fifth, we did a study at the county. We called in actually the ASU Business School, and they did a study for the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, and it identified that almost one-fifth of that sales tax is paid by tourists and non-residents.
Yeah.
And so that's a significant amount of money that you can see coming in through people visiting our county.
Well, Phil, what are you looking at in terms of the total budget?
Total budget is just over $200 million probably this year.
I saw an article in the papers at $224.
Last year it was up into the $227 actually. Yeah. And that was because the board refinanced almost $18 million worth of debt. And that's why it jumped up. It really is in the $205 million range the year prior to that. It jumped up because the board actually refinanced and saved over $200,000 a year on the remaining 10 years of a financial instrument that they had.
So what's the biggest chunk of all that?
Biggest chunk of the budget?
Yeah.
Yeah, law enforcement and courts takes just about half of the general fund budget.
Rolly, you're working with Phil on this. I mean, you have...
Correct.
What is your district, by the way?
My district is District 1, which entails the heart of Prescott, the bulk of Prescott, Skull Valley, Baghdad, Yarnell, Peoples Valley, Will Hoyt, Congress, just to the edge of the town limits of Wickenburg, and also right in Castle Hot Springs. I have about 10 voters down there.
Uh-huh.
And
you know, it's funny because that's an area about the size of Connecticut, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's big.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
The county is the size of New Jersey. We're 90 miles... I looked it up on that. We're 90 miles, square miles bigger than the state of New Jersey, our county.
I imagine so.
But in terms of what do you hear from your constituents out there? Because that's such a diverse.
It's a little early, but we will be having town halls. I've got in the next 60 days, 30, 45 days, I have town halls, and I will be hearing a lot. But everything we've heard out there, people have been very positive, and so we're very much encouraged. Still, to that point, though, we are not taking anything for granted.
No.
It is so critical that this pass. This is one of the biggest, every time I speak to somebody, I tell them, this is one of the biggest things you're going to see from the county, because the ramifications, if it does not pass, are going to be huge. And that's not a threat.
It's going to be
it's a
property tax.
Oh, amongst other things, including services will be cut. You name it, it'll be across the board.
Now, Phil, we'll go back to the budget. What about roads?
Roads are funded through a highway user revenue fund.
Are we still getting HERF funds?
Yes, we are. But as you're aware, we've had some revenue shifts from the state. They had moved money into the Department of Public Safety, DPS, and funded that department through HERF funding through that should have been going to the cities, towns, and counties. Your Board of Supervisors, as well as other county representatives throughout the state, have been working hard with the legislature to get that money returned to local governments to make sure your road money comes home.
Look good as far as budget goes? We're going to make it?
Our budget, I will say that we're doing good on our normal revenues. Our state shared sales tax is coming in where it should be and where it was estimated. Our county sales tax, same thing, just a slightly higher, as well as the state shared. We're coming in where we should be, that we estimated last year as we went into the budget. Again, as Supervisor Simmons mentioned, one of the most critical components of our budget going in this season is the jail district sales tax. I always try to bring up that this Board of Supervisors has kept your property taxes low as possible. They looked to methods like this sales tax for the jail district, which again, almost one-fifth paid by people from other states or other areas than Yavapai County, looked at methods of funding such as our jail by using that kind of sales tax. Right now, this Board of Supervisors is over $10 million underneath their levy limit for their primary property taxes. And why I point that out, it shows that this board has kept property taxes as low as possible.
Still getting the job done.
Yes, and has not run it up as high as they could. They have very closely looked at that levy limit and made sure they keep the levy as low as possible for the citizens of Yavapai County.
And one other thing to add real quick is that the vote that happened 20 years ago, the Board of Supervisors at that time could have done a half cent instead of a quarter cent, and they opted to do the quarter cent, which demonstrates the fiscal responsibility that has been exhibited for years and years and years at Yavapai County.
We could take a time out here and come back with more on the Thursday Roundtable with Rolly Simmons, Phil Bordone, right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the internet at kqna.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. Hey, how are y'all? A little bit of spring weather today sneaking in on us, you know. A week from Saturday, Rolly Simmons, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes.
And I have a feeling that there'll be a large, happy spirit floating around on St. Patty's Day in Prescott,
by the
Arizona.
Name of Big John Phillips.
Big John Phillips.
And I'll be curious who leads the parade this year, because every year he would dress up. He was the for not being Irish, he was the happiest Irish
man. Every time St. Patty's comes around, I always think about Big John.
Yep.
Phil, you know, one of the things we've talked about, obviously, is the budget. But what is it like day to day? I mean, okay, budget's approved in July, everybody's happy, quote unquote happy. What is it like for you?
Typically, I spend most of my months, my days and months from January with my budget manager, Donna Fagan, developing budget information for the Board of Supervisors. And that takes about 6 to 7 months of my time, is just going through the development and working with the board on their review of all the department's budgets and then ultimately approval. Following that, I work with departments on executing those budgets, keeping track of the countywide financial picture, making sure that we don't have cash flow issues and that our revenues are on target. And then between that time, of course, I'm working with the Board of Supervisors on special projects that come up, assisting them with legislation, many tasks that come up. And one of the reasons I love this job is you never know what walks in every day, what issue walks in your door.
And I've got to throw in 2 cents here. I have a lot of experience being a three-term mayor, and I'm not saying anything bad about the city, but I can only say one thing very positive about the county. Phil and Donna work their tails off to where all of the heavy lifting is done before anything comes to us. And it amazes me. And this last year, he broke all records. This last year, Phil really did it. And you know, we've got a huge budget, anywhere from $200 to $230 million a year, and it is a major task. And he does it under the guise that he knows we don't want to raise taxes, of which we have not for some time. And in fact, we've lowered them. Some taxes have gone up because values are going up. Some of those variables, and some taxes have gone up because of secondary taxes, which we have no control over. But the bottom line is Phil is doing a superb job.
I appreciate that, Rolly.
And now we're going to have an executive session. We'll tell you the truth later, Phil. That was just my joke. April Fool's joke.
Rolly always tells me he may have to talk to me at executive session.
We'll talk later.
But no, I enjoy working with the board on budget and assisting departments. A lot of it is...
Well, you've been with the county for how many years?
22 years now.
Yeah, so you kind of know the ins and outs and the good and the bad and... I know we're not going to have enough time to cover everything, but certainly the state has thrown you a curveball every once in a while.
More than one. The juvenile aspect. I mean, we have unfunded
mandates
come before us, and the state has stuck it to us every time. Every time somebody comes to us and says, well, the state looks to do this, that, we laugh at them because we say, we don't believe you. We just don't believe you're going to do it. And the state, it's a battle every year. Just like this year with the federal government and PILT, which is a major funding arm, and the state of Arizona and our lottery funds, we have to fight to get them every year.
Okay. And should be right there in black and white.
There.
Well, and as Supervisor Simmons mentioned, he just mentioned two of the issues that we are waiting to see how they are addressed at the federal and state level to see how it affects our budget. But right now, we are missing a major revenue fund, which is payment in lieu of taxes.
Yeah.
And that's what he was referring to as PILT. And that is a federal funding that should come to the county in the amount of $3 million for our general fund.
3.1.
Yeah, and so the problem we see is that every year we've been having to get this approved by the government, the federal government, where it in the past was in a continuous authorization of 6 years. And then back to the lottery funds on the state level, our county used to receive $550,000 in lottery revenues, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that play lottery, so we need to have that revenue come in.
We got like 3 minutes left.
Okay.
But one of the things, I talk to Sheriff Masher from time to time on the air, and one of the things that they would like to have is cameras.
Correct. Body cameras.
Body cameras. But I hadn't thought about the storage of that information is very expensive.
It's very expensive.
And is there a way to fund that?
Actually, the sheriff has funded some of that through some of his grant programs, but ultimately those grants have to be supplemented with the general fund dollars. And no, that has to come from the county, and it can be very expensive, can also be very productive when we're dealing with incidents that the sheriffs and their deputies
have
put in.
He said, she said, and
that has actually been already in a good way brought us information when incidents occurred out in the field with our sheriffs. Just to bring up this, I always point out about this jail tax that this is not a renewal. This is a renewal. This is not an increase in sales tax. This is just extending the existing sales tax. And as Supervisor Simmons mentioned, one of the things we tell people is just please vote. Get informed and vote.
And if you have a question, call us.
Yeah.
And if you have a group, we will come speak to you. Give us a call. We're in the newspaper on page 3, I believe. My name is right there. And you call the office. We return phone calls. And we will react.
Well, it's important.
It's huge. It's the biggest thing going right now.
Yeah. And as you said, Phil, we can't say it off enough. It is a continuation of what's been voted on in the past. We're not a new tax. If it doesn't pass, the onus falls to the local governments to make up the difference because the federal government says you got to house these people.
Correct.
This is not like turn them loose.
And how you have to house them.
Yeah.
And Medicaid and medicine, everything. They're ours. From womb to tomb, that's the term
we're into it.
And on April 23rd, prior to the ballots going out, we are required by law to send out what's called a publicity pamphlet. We've prepared that. We also advertise for letters in opposition and in support. That did occur last week and we received 40 letters of support for the publicity pamphlet and 0 letters for opposition.
That's great.
Zero.
So, yeah.
There was
and
a
as
lot
I
of
mentioned,
support.
Citizen Tax Committee, if they're in favor of it, they study things to death. So,
yeah.
Phil, Rolly,
thank you.
Thanks for your continued service to our community.
So we will look for you on the video cams, Chuck, Robert.
Oh, thank you for having us.
I'm blurred out. That's going to wrap it up, folks. We'll see you next week. That's what's coming up next. We got a hockey game tonight? Don't know. Okay. The great one, Michael Medved, will be coming up after the 5 o'clock news on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.